This is Jane Madner, the one and only Jane Madner from WTMJ all those years. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, you're going to flip the script?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Mainly I wanted to ask you, so we end this show, and you go racing out of here and get in your car because you've got something else going every morning while we're here. You're managing something and while you sit here on the show. So tell me, what is that?
So that's, I was watching just an ongoing horrific scene in the city where I live. Last year, over 11,500 cars were stolen in Milwaukee.
Yeah, one of those was mine 2 years ago.
Wow, and more than the cars stolen in Chicago. And if you look at the sheer numbers of people in Chicago and Milwaukee, and you wonder how can that possibly be, then you realize the epidemic of what the stolen cars are in the city. There are already over 5,000 this year.
And the people stealing those cars are
children and young people, and
what they're doing with them. My perception is that there's a lot of crazy driving with dangerous driving, almost a game that they're playing with these stolen cars.
There's no question. I was heading home on Wednesday, and right across the street from my home is a playground, and Kias and Mazdas are what they steal. Mm-hmm. And so they call themselves the Kia Boys and the Mazda Boys. Excuse me. So they're kind of gangs of young people who find some fun and games in stealing cars and driving recklessly with those vehicles and causing all sorts of mayhem.
I mean, some of those children get killed in the car accidents in their stolen cars.
No question, that's happened, but they also kill
others.
Others, yeah. And because law enforcement doesn't care whether they're 5 years old, if the vehicle is stolen, they're going to pursue.
Chase it. Yeah.
And so when you got young boys behind the wheels of stolen cars, driving.
Well, they think they're playing a video game, I presume. In their intellect, they're driving a video game car. The reality of what's going to happen with the car, I suspect, is not too clear in their mind.
That exactly is what many of them have told me, that's what they do, and that, you know, they do it in the game, and in the video game, and they want to see if they can really do that in real life. And when you're talking about kids that young, Sandy, you hear the thought that, you know, the front lobe of the brain doesn't develop completely until 25, 26 years old. Well, imagine somebody 10 to 15 years old.
Yeah.
And so I just got tired of watching that happen, and so I created an organization called Voices of the Elders, because it is my belief that people from my generation are the only ones that can stop boys from doing it, those kind of reckless things.
So how does this thing work, Voices of the Elders? What is the process? Because now this summer you've actually started it, and you've got, how many kids are you working with this summer?
200 boys, ages 10 to 15 years old.
And the focus of these boys is to try and find boys that are potentially likely to get into the kind of trouble we're talking about?
Well, it's really preventative, because there are young boys who, based on what's happening in their lives, whether they're one of the guys who steals them or not, they could certainly be recruited.
Right. So you're trying to find people who are in this sort of dangerous period in their life where there's a fork in the road, and one of them might involve stealing
a car. That's exactly it. Yeah. And so when boys live in the conditions that so many boys live in urban areas, without a dad or a granddad in their lives, fathers being locked up, granddads being locked up, then moms do the best that they can to try to rear boys. Uh-huh. And it's a perilous journey, to say the least, when that's happening inside of an urban center that you know, of today.
Yeah, and there's no question. I just know from coaching, and you know from coaching, that it's easier to connect to kids who aren't your own children and aren't your own grandchildren, and it's easier for them to connect to you. You don't have that same parental baggage, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is and why it's like that, but that doesn't just happen in an urban center. That happens everywhere.
Yeah,
where it's for whatever reason your own children. You know, I mean, I can talk to...
Well, I'd call it parental baggage. I mean, you just, you know, when you're in a family, you've got the dynamics within a family. And part of growing up for kids is to get out of the nest and to decide they need to get out of their nest. And I think some of that involves some tension between parents and child. And also the 100% of the time that you live together. So anyway, I just have found it's unique to have this sort of part-time relationship with young boys in coaching, and I think you must be developing the same thing in Voices of the Elders with the relationship.
Maybe. Well, Sandy, there's no question, because I had already done some things for 20 years running a football league, I would always tell the coaches that their responsibility is to things in those young boys that they may never get, use the football as a tool, mm-hmm. and give guidance and direction to these boys. So I've noticed over a long time, Milwaukee's the only place I've ever lived, that so many boys are missing male leadership. And I'm not saying that women can't do a good job of raising boys, but it is more likely that it's going to be a difficult journey for a young boy without having male influence. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. Friday's with Sandy Williams. And Sandy is doing a great job of, you know, interviewing me. We'll be right back. You know, Sandy, women I found get angry.